This is Ozarks at Large. Twice this week, the World Music Ensemble, based at the University of Arkansas, will perform a concert of music inspired by the Mediterranean. The group will be at the Walmart Museum Wednesday night from 6 to 8 for the next Live at the Five and Dime concert. And Thursday night, the World Music Ensemble will present another Honors College House concert in the Honors Student Lounge in Gearhart Hall on the U of A campus. The Thursday night event will begin with a reception at 6, and the music starts at 6:30. Both concerts are free. Last week, members of the ensemble came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. To hear more from that session of flutes, frame drum, oud, santur, bass, shakers, and the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano in just a bit. We asked Nicola Radon, the ensemble's leader, flute player, composer, and music instructor at the University of Arkansas, about the upcoming concerts.
This year, well, we are going to do a mix from old and new, but from the actually area that is exotic from any point of view, if you see, that's the music from Mediterraneans. So Mediterraneans is such a rich place of these mixed cultures, exchange of the music, not only music, but everything, like a fashion too, and the art as well. It was just a perfect place from the ancient time and still today, very, very vibrant, colorful, different from each other, very distinct from each other, but yet talking about the same thing, love and passion.
How do you decide what pieces will be part of this show?
Well, it's one of the long, of course, processes, what basically would be the best. There, absolutely, we can't cover the whole night music for what basically is the Mediterranean. It's huge, really. We would need a whole year performances every month to actually explore the different areas. So I choose actually something that basically is the common sense of interest in the Mediterraneans. Well, something that we usually know as the Spain, Italy music. I actually use that music too, but I use that in also way to kind of using some of the elements that comes from the Islam or from the actually ancient times of the tribals or the pre-Christian era of this. So that's also the music that has a very, very, it's very percussive, if you want, influenced by the Northern Africa.
Well, that makes sense because the Mediterranean has been for as long as we have been around, this gathering place of shipping and changing and exchange.
True, yes. And that's what basically, when we talk about the Mediterraneans, we always think about these places like Italy and Spain, but we don't really, or Greece, but we don't really talk about Lebanon, Palestine, Israel, Egypt. So those are also Tunisia. So those are also areas that basically are very powerful. And Mediterranean Sea goes also into the Adriatic Sea. So, and then Aegean Sea. So you have also from there kind of roots that basically kind of intertwine with the other cultures.
Which is more exciting for you, playing the music or discovering the history of the music?
discovering the history of music is a long process. And then through discovering not only music but actually the history, the wealth of the tradition, is the process also where I basically I'm growing up, and actually the how I see or envision that music to be played today. I don't necessarily want to repeat them as a kind of original. And that is not our initiative in the World Music Ensemble. We really would love to kind of make it alive back again,
right,
into the kind of new sounds using some new instruments rather than actually old instruments. So we have that will be something really that is. That we are interested. I'm interested in performing, absolutely. But that process of discovering is bigger to me. Yes. One of the things really is something that I would love to overhear mentioned, that one of many of these music that we will play are really not playing still today, or they are just being discovered. For example, the music of the Greeks who actually lived in Turkey, not in their own country, Greece, and they were never actually lived. So rhembetica music was a long time forbidden music to be played in Greece.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because it has a lot of call it today the rhembetica is the blue the Greek blues because. Often music has references besides the love and so on, but desperate and the kind of lost in confusion in the new world where they actually find their living. They've been using drugs, heavy opium, hashish. Well, government actually many of these actually players and musicians locked them up in the prisons. Well, actually, these prisoners still continue to write the music and even build a new instrument that today we call it bouzouki.
Oh, wow.
But it was made in a prison during the 1920s and 30s. So, and we're talking about the high intellectuals who were...
political prisoners.
Exactly. They never experienced living in Greece, even though they're originally Greeks. But they are actually, when they came to Greece, they were lost. They were like low class citizens, so they didn't have any kind of rights. So that music is powerful, so powerful that today. We find it back again and interesting to using the real text as well to see actually what these people really went through and how they were trying to find a kind of exotic world or some unreal world at that time in the drugs and so. But so there are like a lot of things that have kind of also connected to the politics, migrations. Mm-hmm. Migrations changed music.
Of course. How could they not?
And that's what I like.
Nicola Radon is a music instructor at the University of Arkansas and the leader of the World Music Ensemble based at the U of A. Members of the ensemble came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week to play for us. Thank you. Music Ensemble in the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week. The group will play two free concerts this week. Wednesday night at the Walmart Museum in downtown Bentonville, that concert from 6 to 8 as part of the Live at the Five and Dime series, and Thursday night in the Honors Student Lounge in Gerhardt Hall on the U of A campus. That will have a reception that begins at 6. The music Thursday night on the U of A campus begins at 6:30.